Hello, and welcome back to another FACT podcast. I'm Dr. Fred Clary, founder of Functional Analysis Chiropractic Technique, a chiropractic technique based on movement and breathing. Well, today we're going to look at something that, comes up pretty often when I'm coaching people or working with patients or clients, and even in our own lives, my personal life and the life, my family, is when, you get a challenge, when you get a bump in the road, when you get a failure, when you get a loss, when you get a big L, how to see that as an opportunity, just not an opportunity to grow, I'm going to strengthen myself emotionally, because no one likes to lose. No one likes to, lose a business, lose a relationship, have bumps in the road, fail a test. And how do you see whatever bad happens to you when it rains on your parade, how to see that as an opportunity, or at least use the situation as an opportunity? And yeah, I know. I hate it when something bad happens to me and someone says to me, this could be the best thing that ever happened to you. This could be the best thing that ever happened to you. I remember when I had one good friend at the time tell me I was going through some really horrible stuff. And of course, it took me years later to turn around and actually see what really happened, because there were so many circumstances outside my control and it didn't make sense. But no matter how horrible it was, it did turn out for the best because of some of the things I did during that time, because I just kept being me and I tried to be a better me every time. And if you try to constantly alter and improve and move forward, keep making a step forward. I don't care if the world, knocks you back three steps, you take four steps forward, three and a half steps, or even just get three steps forward and get back to where you were, that's a positive. So there's a lot of good techniques, a lot of good skills, tools, behaviors you could do, ways of thinking to help you see challenges, mistakes, failures, bumps in the road as an opportunity for good in your life. Now, whether these mistakes, these failures are your own causing, I made bad choices, I saw the red flags, everyone warned me not to do this, not to drop out of school, not to get in this relationship, don't do this business, don't do that, and I did it anyway, out of stupidity or, being stubborn and wanting to prove them wrong, whatever reason it happened, whatever you did, and a lot of times it's not your fault. Sometimes, you're in a parking lot and someone backs into you and it's their fault. But your back of your car got wrecked. That's why they call it an accident. But sometimes when these challenges, these accidents happen, how can you see that as an opportunity for improvement in life? And people a lot say, that's ridiculous. That's just crazy positive thinking stuff. And I probably would have said that decades ago. I've seen things a lot differently now, having been through some major stuff and had a lot of mud thrown my way by the world, by the universe, by people, frenemies, all that stuff, seeing all that crap thrown at you, and you don't know why it's happening, because of course you have your own view, you're moving forward, you're doing all the right things, and people have a very skewed view of you. Maybe they only see 10% of what's going on. They don't see the other 90. They don't see, what's going on behind the scenes, that you're doing the next right thing all the time and everyone else, is, playing dirty or, acting like middle schoolers. And that's usually what I usually say. I really don't think people, are that goofy. I just think they're a bunch of children sometimes. And, they let their emotions get the best of them and they get caught, carried away in fantasies in their head. So here's what you can do and use some of that brain power of yours to, see these bumps as an opportunity. Now, here's something I want to get clear, and I hope you get this. This is one of the main messages of this podcast. You don't have to wait till you fall on your face. You don't have to wait till it rains on your parade. You don't have to wait till you get a loss or some heartbreak to move forward and start pulling opportunities. You can just say, hey, everything's cruising along now. I can do better. I don't have to be on cruise control. I can go after things I want. So you can use some of these techniques for that too. So one of the first behaviors or philosophies or attitudes I see in people that usually see challenges or failures or, you know, falling on your face, challenges like that as an opportunity. First thing I see is they embrace uncertainty. They embrace change. They are very flexible. A lot of people get upset and they kind of just freak out when, you know, there's uncertainty. Everyone's looking for this, you know, this is the way it's going to be. I'm looking for certainty. And certainty brings calmness. You're familiar with it. But you actually have to tolerate a little uncertainty. Tolerate, I don't know what's going to happen if I go to this school or I take this new job or I lean into this business or I start working out. You know, what's going to happen, you know, if I start eating good and I don't lose weight? What's going to happen if I work out and I don't get in shape? Is that a possibility? I don't know what's going to happen. Because you've never been on that road before, it is unfamiliar to you. That is the uncertainty. You have to embrace that because any change that's positive is going to be different. It's going to be uncertain. You've never been on that road. So you have to embrace, look around at the road around you, embrace the sights, but just realize that you have to be a little more flexible and adapt to these circumstances and changes. That's one of the first things I see. The next thing I see is these kind of people embrace failure. They, not that they're going toward it, but they see failure as a friend, losing as a friend. And I hate to use another athletic analogy or weightlifting analogy, but you only win through losing. You learn your weaknesses, what you need to change, what to adapt, what plays to change, how does the team have to change. If you're working out and you put 200 pounds on the bench press and you can't get it and your spotters have to pull it off of you, well, you have to work toward that, and that tells you where you are. Okay, I'm at 190 pounds, not 200, and I'm going to work my way to 200. It gives you a check-in. Failure is a good thing. You want to be able, not failing all the time, but failure keeps you moving forward and gives you valuable feedback, on what you need to do to adapt and change. How do I modify my routine? How do I modify my behavior? How do I modify my thinking? So you befriend it a little bit. Oh, nope, it's okay to miss that weight. It's okay to lose that game once in a while. It's okay for someone to say no. It's okay to be rejected, because that's going to tell you, okay, how can I change next time so I get that weight, so I win that game, so I'm not rejected? What can I change? How can I get better? The next thing is cultivating patience. It takes time to get in shape. Whether that's your body, your emotions, your spirituality, it takes time. In this day and age of microwaves and carrying around a pocket computer and Google and Google Assistant and Siri, where you can get an instant answer, you know, that's not part of our culture. We want instant glorification. What have you done for me lately? But real change within you, becoming that successful person, takes time and patience. Time to build up that muscle, whether that muscle is physical, mental, or spiritual. It takes time. So, you know, when you're in adversity, you got to try to remain optimistic and say, I can wait through this. As long as I keep standing and have patience and keep working forward and doing the next right thing, I know that this will end. The bad times, the rain's going to stop. The next thing I've noticed about these people that see, you know, challenges or bumps or failures as an opportunity is they're not afraid to ask for some coaching. And I've talked about this before. We've done podcasts. Reach out, you know, if you need help with an accounting, business, get a business mentor, relationship mentor, counseling. psychologist, life coach, whatever you need. If you're physically a mess, get a good personal trainer, a chiropractor, an osteopath, a traditional midwife, whatever you need. Get a nutritionist. Start making those changes with people that already are skilled, okay? There's a big strength in realizing your personal limitations. Where's my weakness? Now make it stronger. I don't know how to eat. I don't know how to cook. Well, go find out, all right? And the next thing I notice about every one of these people that see challenges as opportunities, that see bumps in the road as opportunities, is they don't like staying in a comfort zone for long. Once they get comfortable and they're cruising, they find another challenge, another goal to go after. When things get good, that is when you're supposed to put the pedal to the metal. When the road is smooth, that's when you put the pedal to the metal and you go fast. They go after more challenges. They don't want to stay in a comfort zone because, they're not growing. The next thing I notice is all of them practice gratitude. And it's real hard, and I'm going to tell you, this is really hard when it's raining on you to practice gratitude. No, you don't have to be grateful for the rain on your head, for the mud being slung your way. But what you can be grateful is what you have right in front of you, your friends, your family, a gym, a job, whatever it is, a roof over your head. Be grateful for little things every day. Just be grateful. And that attitude opens up the lenses. It's not magical. It's not energetic. It's neurology. When you start looking for the good in the world around you, you'll find it. And you start gravitating toward it. And that's what you're hanging around. And the last thing I want to talk about is, journaling, documentation, writing your workouts down, writing down your thoughts. Turn your lens inward. Stop blaming other people. Stop looking for external reasons why things went bad, and they probably did. But you want to spend 10% of your time on the problem and 90% of your time on the solution. What's the solution to this? How can I get stronger? How can I not make this wrong turn again? And promise yourself that you will never hit that same speed bump the same way again. Now, the world can throw stuff at you, but you don't have to get in your own way. So follow some of these behaviors, these attitudes. I think it will help. And this has been another FACT podcast.